This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today gave nod to increase the minimum support prices, MSP, for Rabi crops for marketing season 2025-26. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav briefed media about the cabinet decisions taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. He said government has increased the MSP of Rabi crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce. Mr. Vaishnav said the government also approved construction of Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay multi-tracking project, including a new rail-cum-road bridge across Ganga River in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said this project will ease connectivity, minimize logistics cost, reduce oil imports and lower carbon dioxide emissions. The project will generate direct employment for about 10 lakh people during construction days. He said the project cost will be 2,642 crore rupees and will be completed in 4 years. The Union Cabinet approved 3% increase in Dearness Allowance DA for central government employees and Dearness Relief DR for pensioners. Mr. Vaishnav said increase in DA and DR will benefit over 49 lakh central government employees and over 64 lakh pensioners. The combined impact on the exchequer on account of both DA and DR will be over 9,448 crore rupees per annum. Senior BJP leader Nayab Singh will take oath as the Chief Minister of Haryana tomorrow. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Shalimar Ground in Panchkula. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the ceremony. Early in the day, Mr. Singh met Governor Bandaru Dattatreya after being elected as the leader of the legislative party and staked claim to form the government in the state. Mr. Nayab Singh, after being elected as the leader of the legislative party, said that the result of the recruitment examination of 24,000 youth will be declared tomorrow. He said that providing employment to the youth is the priority of his government. The Election Commission today organized a briefing for general police and expenditure observers to be deployed in Jharkhand, Maharashtra and the constituencies where by-elections have been announced. Over 625 senior officers drawn from IAS, IPS as well as officers from Indian Revenue Service and few other central services attended the briefing meeting in New Delhi. Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar urged observers to focus on various aspects for the smooth conduct of the elections, including processes, infrastructure and perception. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the meeting of the SCO Council of Heads of Government held in Islamabad today as productive. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said 8 outcome documents were signed on the occasion. He highlighted that India made a positive and constructive contribution to the deliberations. The External Affairs Minister stated that there were 8 key takeaways from the Indian perspective, including developing a dialogue on the idea of one earth, one family, one future. The India AI Mission has selected 8 responsible AI projects in response to the expression of interest issued under the Safe and Trusted AI pillar. The Ministry of Electronics and IT emphasized that these projects recognize the need for robust safeguards to ensure the responsible development, deployment and adoption of AI. These projects include the development of indigenous tools and frameworks and establishing guidelines for ethical, transparent and trustworthy AI technologies. The BJP Central Election Committee meeting concluded tonight at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Attendees included Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda and other senior leaders. The meeting was held to finalise the name of candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra Assembly elections. In cricket, opening day of the first test between India and New Zealand was completely washed out at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Day 2 is expected to have an early start with a toss tomorrow. India enters the match series following a 2-0 series victory over Bangladesh, while New Zealand comes off a 2-0 defeat in Sri Lanka. Currently, India tops the World Test Championship standings, while New Zealand sits in the 6th place. And that is the end of this news bulletin.